What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines again, 800-313-9443. Apparently, Dianne Feinstein admitted today that she can't say that everything is truthful about the sexual assault allegations against Kavanaugh brought forth by Christine Ford. In other words, she's backpedaling, which means there may be something out there in the wind that would discredit Christine Ford completely. And Feinstein wants to de-link and distance herself from that. Meanwhile, Mad Maxine Waters has upped her calls for violence against the president, encouraging a resistance to, quote, knock off, end quote, Trump. Now, knock off, that's not much gray area in that one, and I don't know why the Secret Service isn't talking to her about this, but apparently she made the comment while accepting a diversity award in Washington, D.C. this weekend, and she took the opportunity at the podium to once again go on the warpath against President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. So I'm sensing another bit of strategy out there. The Democrats are desperate to take the House of Representatives, and if they do, that means the Speaker of the House would be a Democrat. And if both Trump and Mike Pence are brought down somehow, the next in the line of succession is the Speaker of the House, and the Liberal Democrats have a Liberal Democrat president in the White House. What a disaster for this nation that would be. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael Rivera. My hair is standing on end. I know I'm not the only one because I hear all these other people talking about the immature way the Democrats are acting. They're not acting. They are actually being themselves, which is obnoxious. Yes. And if it were any of us normal people that are just tax-paying people that went up there and tried to pull this stuff, we would be thrown into jail. And I don't think that they should have any rights to get by with this stuff. If anybody threatened a policeman, they would be thrown into jail. And this is our commander-in-chief. This is our president. We, the people, voted for this man. We want him. We want these people to back off. And I don't know how we do it if we don't have a government that won't enforce the laws and make them pay for what they're doing. They have no... You don't do that to a policeman, so why are they getting by with threatening and saying assassination and being so blatant? I just, it's like, gosh, I think, you know, it's hard to even talk about this because it's so emotional that they can get by with it. And, you know, back in the olden days, and this is a long time, I'm just a little bit younger than you. And, you know, people back in those days, they indicated they could leave their doors. This is kind of off the subject, but they could leave their doors unlocked because nobody would, they knew that they could get shot or hung. The laws were the laws. And there was like we've thrown the laws out the window and we don't abide by anything. We just allow people to run over us no matter what. And it's just so frustrating that these people won't back down. It's just, you know, it leaves you with the whole feeling of you're wishing them dead and gone. And because they're getting by with so much that they ought not to get by with. There are laws. And if we cannot abide by laws, what's the point of having laws? It's just, you know, let's just go back to the old Western times. And if there's somebody that cuts up, I mean, people would stand. They knew not to get out of and pull this stuff back in the olden days because you could get shot real easily. But, you know,
Well, as much as I'm an admirer of the history of the Old West, and a lot of it has been distorted, by the way, I don't think we want to go there. But we remember back in 2016, especially after the election, we were seeing all this rioting going on by the liberals out in California, and we kept seeing all these stories where the police were literally ordered to stand down by their superiors. So, yeah, the people who are behaving this way, they're being protected by the deep state. They're being presented as victims by the corporate media. It's a very, very skewed system, and it is very frustrating and angering to see Americans behave like this because it is dangerous, and we literally we could see an explosion of violence in the streets in America.
Well, I mean, they're pushing everybody to this point that, okay, let's get back to the policeman. You cannot make any threatening gestures, any verbal anything without going to jail. There should be no way that these people are asking that they want to assassinate our president. That they're doing it everywhere, and it's like, no way. And they're not being arrested. They're not paying anything for this. It's like, how does... I can see where other countries would be like going, what is going on over there in America? Whenever in their countries, whenever something goes wrong like that, there are riots in the street. So I am so disappointed with the way people are. I mean, it's like if this goes on and this is allowed to go on, what else would go on? I mean, because they're throwing laws out the window. To heck with laws. We'll just do whatever we want to do, and to heck with everybody else. And if they win, well, we can claim that they need to assassinate whoever they vote in, or however they get into office. I mean, eventually, you know, things start with in abusive relationships. They start out as calling names, then it works into a slap, and then it gets into a fist, and then it grows into people pulling guns and shooting, and then, you know, you've got all right. You know, it works its way up into these confrontations. And, it's getting there because nobody's stopping it because there's no laws anymore. What's the point? I don't think we should have a government. Let's just throw them all out and just say, you know, I don't know what country.
I'm definitely in favor of that last one because, you know, our government is operating outside the law. They're chipping away at the Constitution. They are ignoring the laws. It's a lawless government. It's a crime organization is really what it is. And you're absolutely right. They are ignoring their own laws. I mean, it is a federal offense merely to threaten the life of the president. And yet Maxine Waters is out there. She's being euphemistic about it. But I think pretty much everybody understands what knockoff is a euphemism for.
Yeah, I'm tired of it. I'm just, you know, the saying, I can't stand it anymore. I can't take it anymore. You know, it's, I know I'm not the only one. It's all over the place now. I'm hearing it everywhere, and I don't know, you know, when is it going to stop? You know, it's like, where is some justice? Where is somebody going to arrest one of these people and put them in their place and say, look, we have laws against this. Write them up. Throw the book at them. And at this point, it's just insane. So that's my two cents, and thank you for listening to me.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call, Andrea. And very obviously, the laws that do exist are selectively enforced. I mean, look at all the stuff the Clintons got away with. And nothing happened. That's why our federal government is operating like a crime mob, you know, organized crime ring, you know, where we've got enforcers against the little people, but, you know, the big people are never touched.
It needs to stop.
I agree, but I think it's going to bring itself to destruction in the very near future. And that's what I'm holding out for, because I don't want to see a civil war in the streets of America. I don't want to see violence in the streets of America any more than we already have. But this is a very dark time for our nation. And we are becoming so much like the former Soviet Union. And when I was a kid, I never, ever thought I was going to see this nation become what it has become. And it's disappointing, to put it lightly. Okay, Andrea, we're going to let you go here. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates. And before we take the next phone call, a couple more stories I want to get on in here. Apparently, in their final days when they were still at the FBI, Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe were caught destroying evidence and documents. And they were nabbed by a sting operation. They weren't supposed to be destroying the evidence. I mean, and they were. Why have they not been called up for charges on that? That's obstruction of justice right there. Now, Senator Marco Rubio has asked the Department of Justice to investigate whether former Secretary of State John Kerry broke the law by meeting with the Iranian foreign minister after Trump took office. And yeah, it does seem like Kerry did cross a line based on that last report that we had on his meeting there. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Mark in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. If, according to Smedley Butler, war is a racket, and according to you, all wars are bankers' wars, what does that make our active military men and women and veterans? What does that make them?
The enforcers. You know, the button men, the guys with the machine guns who go on out and actually commit the crimes.
Yes. I say even more, pawns. They're pawns, and unwitting pawns, many if not most. But
yes.
Surely by now, more have awakened. I want to bring something to your attention that I just found out about. I myself am a veteran. I come from a long line of veterans. I had been adopted, so I didn't know this till about a year and a half ago. My older half-brother was in Vietnam. My father was in at the end of World War II. My grandfather, his father, was at the beginning of World War II, right after Pearl Harbor. And my great-great-grandfather served in the Civil War. And he was a prisoner of war in Andersonville, Georgia, for 11 months. He survived hell. So now there's an article. Something just happened about a month ago. It's an article on militarytimes.com. What happens now that veterans can file class action suits against the VA? Wow. August 23rd, the panel, the Veterans Appeals, U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, ruled that in appropriate cases, class action lawsuits against VA will be allowed. Now, this is big, Mike, because a few years back, I don't know if you remember that guy, George Bush Jr. I think it was under his watch that the medical industry, pharmaceuticals and medical doctors and all this, got behind the idea that tort reform would be a good idea for, limiting their liability. So if something happens, if it hasn't happened in the last 2 years to you, like detrimentally, like concerning the healthcare, then chances are you have no recourse individually. Now, and especially with veterans, and sometimes things happen and it takes longer to ferret out what actually happened and what was the cause, and it may be beyond that two-year period. So anyway, the class action lawsuit status gives us the ability to do a great reveal, and the reveal that I would like to be a part of is that the pharmaceutical industry is pushing psychotropic drugs wrongfully, harmfully, onto veterans. The majority of veterans, the VA system is the largest healthcare system in the United States, and the majority of veterans who go to the VA system for healthcare go to the mental health clinic for counseling. But in order to interact with them, you have to, who oversees the mental health clinic? It's not psychologist, it's psychiatrist. Okay, so in order to interact with them, you have to have some kind of a diagnosis, and then what comes with that is a drug of some sort. So now they're loosening it up just a little bit so guys can go for counseling without having to take drugs, but before it was you weren't able to see anybody unless you signed up for their whole program, which included taking drugs. So anyway, the SSRIs and the classification of SSRIs are absolutely dangerous. In my book, they're dangerous to mankind. This could be a great reveal that the VA has harmed many and continues to harm through the prescribing of these drugs. And now this is something very surprising to me. Now, when I was in, which was the late 70s, early 80s, I never heard of any, I didn't know anything about these kind of drugs or any of this psychiatry. But I never caught wind that anybody was taking drugs while on active duty. I don't know if you knew this, Mike, but they are prescribing and have been for some time. The military doctors have been prescribing drugs to active duty military personnel. Were you aware of that?
Yes, I was aware of that. The Pentagon spends more money on medications than they do on Black Hawk helicopters.
Oh, that's really so. So I take that as it's a weapon. And the thing about the people out there need to know that we veterans are informed about the Constitution, this thing called the Constitution, and the protection of the nation, the protection of the people of the nation, and the protection of the guidelines called the Constitution that we are supposed to live by and abide by. And, hopefully guides us to a better place. But we're not operating under that Constitution, and the evildoers know this, and they know that the ones that, when they find out and really awaken, the group that could be the formidable opponent would be the veterans. And also many of us are trained in, knowing how to oppose an enemy. So they don't like that. So that's the group they're trying to destroy, really. They're whittling the guys down. And by the way, I called into Al Whitney's show on Saturday night, and she's onto this too. Her husband is a retired doctor, and she's really into the uncovering and revealing what the SSRIs are all about, really. And anyway, when I called her, she told me that her daughter had a coworker just last week, had a coworker who died, and it was a veteran. And how did he die? Suicide. And when the daughter told Al about it, then Al said, well, could you go back and check out and ask a few more questions, like was he taking any medications? Well, sure enough, he was taking antidepressants. So, mm-hmm. Now that's not to say that caused it, but I'm telling you, is it a coincidence? I don't think so. So the thing is, on the bigger picture, is this could be a big reveal to the masses of our nation. And even bigger would be the idea, they're prescribing these dangerous drugs to children. To children.
Yes.
SSRI,
we talk about that on this show all the time. I don't know, are you familiar with the website SSRIstories.com?
Yes, yes, yes. And I can't remember the gal's name.
Another dimension to all of this, and that is that, as you said, the fact that all these veterans are combat trained, they're loyal to the Constitution, being a threat to the powers that think they are, there has been a lot of talk lately that any veteran who is judged to be mentally ill following their term of service can be denied their Second Amendment rights.
And on that note, that is highly subjective instead of objective, which means an individual psychiatrist could say, well, yeah, I think you're a little bit off. So I'm writing it down, and here's the diagnosis. And by the way, that DSMV or DSM or whatever it's called, the one they go by that has all the diagnoses, it's growing by leaps and bounds. And that supports their whole storyline and their whole Godplex. I call it a Godplex because I think psychiatrists, I think they're evil. I'm sorry. There might be some good ones in there, but they have to know they're doing harm. They're doing more harm than good. And I think
it's a religion. I mean, it's not science. There is no machine that you can hook up to a patient where it'll light up and say manic depressive or psychotic or anything. You're right. It's all subjective. And because they make a lot of money issuing diagnoses and prescriptions, it's a self-perpetuating system. Anyway, Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Thank you. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And on Fox News, they just had Dianne Feinstein saying that Christine Ford has not been called to testify before the Senate panel. Something has happened. Now, supposedly, the Senate panel has been unable to get a response from either Christine Ford or from her lawyer. So I'm going to take a wild guess here, and it is a wild guess, that something just popped up to discredit Christine Ford. And they've decided they're not going to raise on this busted flush here. Meanwhile, apparently over on Long Island, there's this woman who's been arrested for faking a Trump-related hate crime. Now, this woman, 19-year-old Adwoa Lewis, gave detectives a written statement stating she was driving home back on September 2nd when four teenagers confronted her. And she claimed the teens yelled Trump 2016 and said that she didn't belong there. And then she also told police that she parked outside her home and woke up with a slashed tire along with a note that said go home on her vehicle the next morning. And investigators have basically determined that she faked the whole thing. And Lewis has now admitted she wrote the note, put it on the car, made it all up. There's a lot of fakery going on out there in the hate crimes environment. And you need to be aware of it. People do lie. And so I think we need to reject this idea that we're getting from the feminists that the mere accusation of an attempted rape by Christine Ford is all the information that we need. No, it's not. It's an accusation, and it's easy to make an accusation. This Long Island woman just proved it once again. It's unfortunately become part of the American political culture. You want attention, if you want to make a political point, if you want to get around embarrassing facts or something, stage a hate crime. Paint a swastika on your own door or your car. Now, here's an article. This is from LouRockwell.com, and it's talking about how the Constitution is being functionally suspended. And today, the federal government does whatever it wants to do without any controls whatsoever. And we, the people, have been terrorized, traumatized, and tricked into a semi-permanent state of compliance by a government that cares nothing for our lives or liberties. They're there for the money, for the power, for the conquest. That's where we're going here. All right, let's talk quickly about the aftermath of Florence. As I said before, I don't mean to act callous or insincere. Looking at the aerial footage of the flooding, I mean, entire houses have been submerged. Apparently, Wilmington, North Carolina is literally now an island. It's been cut off by the rising floodwaters, and people are dying out there. Over at the nuclear plant on Brunswick, they're expecting a 60-foot, that's 60-foot flood to inundate that nuclear plant. And apparently there are now 9 nuclear plants considered in the path of the storm and the flood. Now, some of these plants rushed to install waterproof doors on the containment vessels on the outer shell of the reactor. What is unknown is how well they're going to survive long-term flooding. You know, if it's just a day or two, that's one thing. If it's a week, nobody really knows what could happen there. Now, U.S. nuclear plants are required to shut down 2 hours before any hurricane force winds arrive. And so there are now 9 reactors, which means probably they're going to be rolling blackouts on top of everything else that's gone wrong. Those poor people. Okay, we really did run late on our talking points here today. Getting into the economic news, the U.S.-China trade war is heating up. Beijing is hitting back at U.S. President Trump's new tariffs. They're going to match it point for point and enact them on the exact same day. Now, Jack Ma is out there saying that, left to itself, this China trade war could last for 20 years. And I have to wonder about the advisability of Trump provoking China economically at the same time tensions are rising over the issues of Taiwan and the South China Sea. Right now, it is projected that the U.S. national debt will hit $99 trillion, that's with a T, by 2048. Now, I remember back in the 1990s, there was a measure that was making the rounds of the state houses called the Ultimatum Resolution. And it simply said, when the national debt goes over $16 trillion, the federal government is dissolved, but they couldn't get enough state legislatures to vote it through. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call now from Mo in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you very much, Sir Rivero, taking my call. You know, regarding this massive amount of rain in Northeast and South Carolina, and still it keeps going. It's not yet finished. It's going to other states as well. And, you know, this nuclear facilities that you were talking about, yes, they shot them down, as you mentioned, but this rain mixing with all the poisons and et cetera from nuclear facilities, underground, you know, pipes. So God help us. Because, you know, this is, to me, was very, very bad. And it's looked like a red dawn tree is in progress. What do you think, please?
Well, my concern, you know, the actual reactor, the active reactor cores are shut down, but they still have to be cooled. And if there are used fuel rods being stored on the grounds of these power plants, they need to be cooled. And if these things get flooded out to the point where the cooling systems stop, then you're looking at some major meltdowns.
Absolutely. And, we are in a very bad situation, and millions of people are misplaced, and still, they keep showing. But there is a media blackout, because we keep listening to North Carolina news, South Carolina news. Just they keep showing about hurricane, and they little bit they show about the damages has been done to the people's property, and only 25% of the people were insured, and what will happen to those people, so basically we have add to the homeless community of United States another 1 million or more. I mean, that's not right.
It's a dangerous situation, and I'm wondering how many of those reactors in the path of the storm are those General Electric designs like they had at Fukushima, which did not react very well to being massively flooded. This could get very ugly. I'm why they don't put these things up on hills knowing that they're in a floodplain is just amazing.
Yes, indeed. And we appreciate your show, and we appreciate RBN from first show to the last show. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Well, thank you very much for the call. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to the economic news, it's been 10 years since the mortgage-backed security meltdown, and people still don't trust banks. They got a real wake-up call about just how crooked some of these financial institutions were. And there, of course, have been several scandals since then involving some of the biggest name banks out there, Deutsche Bank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. And so a lot of people are wondering just how trustworthy the banks are. And maybe we'd be better off keeping our money, someplace else, buried in the mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation or some such thing as that, which is, of course, why the banks are pushing so hard for a cashless society, because they don't want you to have the choice of having your own wealth in your own hand. They want it all. And if you're an obedient little slave, they'll let you buy some food or some clothing, and the cash never actually touches your hand. It just goes from card to computer to to another computer, and that's it. But it's always remaining in the bank. It means that there can never be a run on the bank. If the banks get in trouble, just everybody's savings just disappear in a flash of electricity. It's good reason not to trust banks and bankers because of the way they have been behaving. Hungary is now asking Russia to plan on extending the Turkish Stream pipeline into Europe. And this will be a very good thing for Europe and for Russia, for their respective economies. And it will also mean that Ukraine cannot hold Russia gas hostage by putting their hands on that valve. So that would be a good idea. Russia's out there making deals. The U.S. is making war. Russia is making deal. Now, speaking of Hungary, Orbán's visit to Moscow basically is flipping the bird to the EU after last week's EU vote to invoke Article 7 and strip Hungary of their voting power. Now, the good news is it's not a done deal. It turns out that in order to invoke Article 7 on any member nation of the EU, the vote must be unanimous among all the EU nations, and there are already two nations who are saying no, they will not vote to go forward with that. So we're seeing more dissension in the ranks. Now, interestingly enough, CNN was commenting on how back in 1989, Viktor Orban, who was at that time a Western acclaimed liberal opposition leader, was calling for Soviet troops to leave Hungary. And now that he's prime minister, he is cozying up to Vladimir Putin. Well, it's actually the same reason. Orban wanted his country to be independent then, and he wants it to be independent now. In 1989, Hungary was a satellite of the former Soviet Union. Whatever Hungarians wanted, they had to follow directives from Moscow and adhere to Soviet communist ideology. Today, Hungary is ordered to follow directives from Brussels and adhere to the EU political ideology, which is codenamed our common values, which don't seem to be all that common across the European Union, especially with regards to the open borders issue. Here's an amazing story. There was an Indian pilot, an Air India flight, coming into New York City on a Boeing 777 Model 300. And this Captain Rustam Palia basically pulled off a miracle. Apparently, all kinds of systems were failing on the 777. And the TCAS wasn't working. They had only one radio altimeter. Just everything. There was no autoland system, no wind shear systems, no auto speed brake. The APU apparently wouldn't turn on. And, you know, no automatic landing system because they couldn't receive the ILS signals. And this pilot succeeded in successfully landing this 777 entirely under manual control. So he's being proclaimed a hero. He saved 370 lives. Now, that is a massive system failure on that 777. And are we looking at issues of poor maintenance at Air India? Or is there another design flaw lurking inside the aircraft, which was had a bit of a troubled past? But for all those systems to go on out at the same time, it was a miracle this pilot pulled it off. And it's another reminder that maybe airlines should reemphasize manual control of an aircraft. These days, most pilots don't fly the plane all that much. They just sit up front pushing buttons, and the plane will go from where it starts to where it ends. And that's all well and good. Makes for a very comfortable economic flight. But I think because of what happened in New York City, that airlines would be well advised to reemphasize actual training pilot skills to literally, physically fly the plane if they have to. Okay, now there is a new study that's come on out. It's a group of 17 physicians who have been studying this controversial issue over statins. And basically, there's a new study based on data of around 1.3 million patients, which basically undermines this claim that LDL-C, known as bad cholesterol, is a cause of heart disease. And they're saying that doctors doling out statins as a main form of treatment for heart disease is of doubtful belief, a doubtful benefit, rather. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, what I'm thinking with what you touched on about Hungary, and I've been following that a little bit myself, is I think you're going to start seeing Eastern Europe now drifting back towards aligning itself with Russia. Slowly but surely, because they're seeing that, like you said, the EU is basically the Soviet Union gone from east to west. I call the EU actually a combination, a hybrid of Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia, the Soviet, because, you know, there are certain things that they have in common with each. And NATO basically is more in line with the old, with Nazi Germany, the way they try to overrun other nations, occupy other nations. And the funny, the odd thing is today, Israel has become a mini Nazi Germany. It's amazing, you know? So,
You can't say that. It's anti-Semitic to equate Israel with Nazi Germany.
Guess what? Shame on me. Anti-Semitic. I'll show you. You know, the fact of the matter is, I was born Jewish, so it doesn't matter to me. They're acting, you know, I call a spade a spade, and Israel is acting like a miniature Nazi Germany. Okay, and on top of that, you know, they're supplying Ukraine, which is really, really has a lot of Nazis running it, going right. And I'm not talking about neo-Nazis either. And they're supplying them with weapons. So you tell me, about Israel, you know, how wonderful of a country that is. I think, you know, and I also want to say this about Vladimir Putin. I saw, you know, somebody on Facebook, a Russian guy, made a comment that the world should thank Putin and Russia for saving the world from nuclear annihilation. Well, fact of the matter is, you see it again, he's doing everything he can, that man, to start to control himself and not be a hothead. Because personally, if I was in charge of Russia today, after what they did to that plane, the Knesset, I would have launched some missiles at the Knesset and tried to get Netanyahu out once and for all. But I'm kind of hot-headed in that. He's not. He understands the situation. He understands what you know, what nuclear war would be. I mean, you talk about global warming. I think it would be about 1,500 degrees above zero or something like that, but Fahrenheit. So he understands that. And I don't envy the man. He's dealing with psychopaths all over the West, U.S., Britain, France, Israel, and other countries. He's constantly under, you know, they're lying about Russia. They're constantly provoking them. Ukraine, of course. He's constantly got to do that. And he's trying to play a balancing act. It's not easy. He is, to me, the greatest statesman in the world today. I don't care what anybody says.
He's the only
one. Thank God that he's there. Because if it was somebody like, I believe the guy Yarinovsky in Russia, a very hot-headed guy, I think we'd be, like you say, you'd be looking out the window at mushroom clouds all over the place. I don't know, I guess. I'll let you finish it up, okay, Mike?
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. And, yeah, Putin is the only adult in the room right now. And it does seem very insane how so many of the world's leaders are just pushing ahead with a major war and apparently oblivious to the fact that it could easily spin out of control and wind up going nuclear. And that's going to be a bad day for everybody. I don't know. Are all these leaders on prescription antidepressants? Is Netanyahu on antidepressants? Is Trump on antidepressants? Are we looking at an insane situation where our world leaders have literally drugged themselves into making that big mistake number three? Because it just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Okay, getting on back to science and health issues. Apparently, according to researchers, more than 10% of U.S. kids have been diagnosed with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And doctors are not sure why so many kids have ADHD. Well, because you make money with it. You prescribe them medications. Now, remember the guy who actually came up with that phrase, ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, admitted shortly before he passed away, it's a made-up condition. It's made up purely to sell medications, to get your money. It's a fraud. It's a fake. It's quackery. Now, do you remember this ridiculous situation where Elon Musk insulted one of the divers who rescued the 12 kids trapped in a cave in Thailand, British citizen? And for some reason, Elon Musk came out and said the man was a pedophile. Well, the British citizen has finally had enough of this nonsense, and he's suing Elon Musk for defamation. And Elon is just doing all kinds. I think he's self-destructing right before our eyes, along with Tesla itself here. Oddly enough, Neil deGrasse Tyson has come to his defense, saying Elon is the only game in town. He's the best thing since Edison. Let the man get high. And I'm in agreement that marijuana should be decriminalized. But I think Elon sent the wrong message by smoking that marijuana-laced cigar on a live broadcast. And there's now talk it may actually cost him some of his government security clearances. Because even if it's legal, if you're doing drugs, you will lose your clearance here. Over in Germany, they have come up with something really nifty. They have unveiled the world's first hydrogen-powered train, which is going to be environmentally friendly compared to diesel trains. And it's basically ready for serial production. They're going to just start cranking these things on out. There is a product other countries are going to want to buy. And we could have done that here in the United States if we weren't blowing all of our money on wars. But good for Germany. Good for Germany. They're making that hydrogen technology work. There we are. Speaking of marijuana, apparently Coca-Cola is looking at producing soft drinks with marijuana in them to market in the states where recreational marijuana has been decriminalized. Sounds a little weird to me, but hey, who knows? We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show today after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wake, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And getting into the world of computers here a little bit. As you probably know, I'm not really big on computer games. The only things I like to play with on the computer are flight simulators. But a lot of people are really into games. It's a big business. And a lot of these games get very addictive. And according to a new report from Divorce Online, over 200 British couples in 2018, just this year, cited Fortnite and other video games as the reason their marriage came to an end. And partners are seemingly growing tired of getting the cold shoulder from their spouse who's just plugged into that little controller. And, of course, there's also the financial strain because you buy add-ons for these various games as well. And it is an addiction. And along with other addictions like drug, alcohol, and gambling, it's now being cited in divorce filings. Okay, now, apparently, over in the Long Beach Police Department, police officers are using an app on their cell phone called Tiger Text. And the concern is that this Tiger Text is a text message system that sends text messages back and forth, which after a period of time are deleted and completely erased. They can't even be recovered with a forensic analysis of the phone. And the concern is that these police are using this app to conceal evidence, to keep their communications on there, knowing it's going to be destroyed, so that there's no record left behind of what they're doing, what's going on. I think that's a little sleazy. Remember all these times, you know, we're going to have body cams to make sure we're behaving. And then, oh, somebody just got beaten up. Where's the body cam footage? Well, gosh darn it, the body cam just happened to quit working, was malfunctioning that day. Golly gee willikers here. Meanwhile, over in the Ozarks, there's a school. Springfield Public School System is being accused by parents of accessing their personal accounts and storing their private information on the school system's Google Drive without their permission. And the claim is that the SPS Google Drive given to all SPS employees and students automatically begins to share information from any device the drive is accessed on, including browser history, personal information, files, and passwords. Apparently this one family, the Elis, were looking at what was on their daughter's Google Drive. They found 139 passwords to both her and her husband's different accounts, and not the student, the mother's personal account, and voice recordings of both her and her children. So the voice to text was being stored as well. This is an incredible breach of privacy. Now, the Springfield Public School System's response was to say, we believe our data systems remain safe and secure. We have detected no breaches. Not a word of explanation why they're even capturing all of this data. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Keep reminding everybody that Facebook, Google, Twitter, and YouTube are now heavily censoring news. In fact, I got an email. Facebook is blocking that story about how Russia is taking Israel to the International Criminal Court over what happened in Syria last night. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.